Okay, Steve Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another episode here on the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, coming to you on a day after recording this, on a day after Christmas here, December 26, 2025. Thank you for listening to another edition of the K-State, this K-State podcast, Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is women's sports, volleyball, basketball, soccer, track and field, the football, obviously, and so much more. First time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning into the episode, recording this special mini edition here real quick, going over some of the all the graduates here, not here, but at K-State from the fall 2025 semester. Again, student athletes getting it done yet again across the board, and we want to highlight those that are on this list here on the podcast here real quick. Again, make sure you are subscribed to this podcast wherever you listen to the podcast here, like this Kansas State podcast, whether that is on Spotify, iTunes, Audio Boom, and so much more. We're pretty much almost everywhere now. The Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. I did switch up a couple things on the episode list there. So, like the women's soccer, I was going to originally have part one and part two comes out, but part one came out on the review of what happened in a historic K-State women's soccer season under first year head coach Colleen Corbin. So I had part one come out on Christmas Day. Part two is actually going to come out tonight there as well. Obviously, things have slowed down. Well, are very quiet. I shouldn't say slow down. That's not the right word. Are quieted. Be within the holiday season here. And we're on the first amount of action will be Sunday with the men's basketball team hosting Louisiana Monroe. Whenever this comes out, and then of course, K-State Athletics wraps up the 25 calendar year. Women's basketball resumes Big 12 play after losing to TCU last weekend, hosting Cincinnati on next Wednesday. So that is that right there. And we'll put a bow on a 25 calendar athletic year for Kansas State University out there in Manhattan, Kansas. So looking forward to all of that. We're going to have content for you, obviously, as we continue to roll through the coaching staff as well. And one will come out here very shortly as I'm recording this as well. And we're going to roll right on, try to get those out in order and having news on the transfer portal as well. But in the middle of all that, let's go ahead and congratulate, while we're in between the semesters here, for Kansas State University, all the student athletes that have graduated here within the fall semester. We got a few of those here as well. I'm reading this right off kstatesports.com article here. 13 K-State student athletes earned their degrees here during the fall semester there as well. And of course, obviously, Kansas State continues to rank among the league's best in terms of academic success, as all programs are currently well above the acquired NCAA APR standard, in addition to ranking among the best in the conference, the Big 12, in graduating rates there this year, or this past fall semester there, by the way. So we have that list right now for you. So we want to highlight everybody. That includes students that are not participating in athletics as well. So they, too, get a shout-out here on the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie, we're here for this special edition of this podcast as we wind down, fastly approaching the end of the 25 season. We want to give a shout-outs to these individuals here from the baseball team. I'm going to say the football team for last year. Caden Carl, finance manager in finance, rowing. I recorded that. Look, I recorded an episode on rowing, women's rowing, a couple months ago. That did not get out. We got to give them a shout out here real quick because they were in Lawrence that huge weekend. Probably looking back at it now, as we wind down the 25 year, one of the more favorite weekends of the year, easily of the year, right? Of the year, because hold on a second, let me turn that off for a minute. All right, there we go. Thank you very much. So the women's rowing team, baseball team, women's volleyball team, and the football team, of course, were in Lawrence probably within a 48 hour time frame there, which I don't know how the women's, well, we did, I did record women's rowing. They did pretty well there themselves there because everybody swept our rival Kansas in Lawrence out there. That was easy. That weekend by far sticks out. Yeah, this year there as well, obviously. So yeah, that right there, probably, if not top two, easily. We cover, obviously we try to cover all things K-State sports. That's what we do here in this particular K-State podcast there as well. So yeah, that, and I didn't even know baseball wasn't out there until I got a notification that weekend. I remember it because we were so focused on the volleyball team, and obviously, you know, everyone was talking about, you know, K was going to lose to K-State in football. Well, obviously, we don't, that didn't, obviously, it didn't happen, but yeah, almost all the sports were in Lawrence in the same time, and of course, women's soccer was in Lawrence as well, a week or 2 weeks ahead of, 2 weeks before that, something like that, and at that moment in time, K-State struck first in that match. Talking about that women's soccer match there, eventually the KKU responded and won that game, unfortunately, but that weekend was so awesome there as well. But again, Caden Carl, finance, rowing, back on track here, women's rowing for K-State, Emma Johnson, I don't know what the pronunciation is, but she majored in elementary education. We talked about Ava LeGrand a few episodes ago on the podcast there, celebrating her graduation. She also majored in finance there. So show another shout out to our part of the big three, Ava LeGrand, Paige Dixon. I did not even talk about her in those episodes that I recorded. Shame on me, but she's going to get it where it counts. One of the three seniors, Andrea Moeller, and another, and I can't remember off the top of my head, the other senior on that team. But Paige Dixon graduated with a major in life sciences and track and field. Brooklyn Jones, integrated human sciences there. And then the football team, kind of a big list here. Well, not really a big list, but some. J.B. Bradley majored in integrated human sciences. Jet Deneen, communications. Sam Hecht majored in construction science and management. Damon Ilalio, athletic training and rehab sciences. Jacob Knuth, oh, he graduated, hey! Knuth graduated with a majored in management. Isaac Koch, also in finance. Sterling Lockett, managing, walking. Once again, another Lockett walking the stage at Kansas State. He also majored in management. And Braden Lofton, one of the jajillion tight ends at K-State, also majored, he majored in kinesiology there as well. So that is what we have here there as well. And obviously have, and this does not count, I ain't counting this, those that are hitting the transfer portal as well there. But we wanted to give these men and women their shout-outs once again for doing the thing here on the podcast. And I'm continuing to get notifications here as well. So as this year is about to come to a close here, we salute all of our student athletes here on this podcast for graduating this fall. And obviously we still have spring left before everything comes to a wrap on the school side of things. But yeah, man, so we want to take, I wanted to carve out a few minutes of the morning to give our shout out here on a podcast to our student athletes at K-State for graduating this fall, and well, or a couple of days ago, wherever that is there as well. So yeah, there's that there as well. So congrats. So all the rings around the rosy saying congratulations to the K-State, to those individuals I just named off, 13 of them in total, for graduating this fall, for getting the degrees. And some of them are either going to go into the work field or going to go try to get into the NFL, like Sam Heck got invited to the Senior Bowl. So he's going to be doing that next month there as well. That's all I know for the time being there as well. But yeah, so that is very, very important there as well. So again, congratulations to the 13 student athletes there who graduated here after the fall semester came to a close. Depending on what that is, whether that's the beginning of December or right now here as well here. And we congratulate them here on the podcast here. Kind of a quiet period right now as we await the new year. But obviously, basketball is going to finish us up here beginning on Sunday again with men's basketball, Jerome Tang looking to wrap up the NotCon with a win over Louisiana Monroe and get ready for a rugged, tough, rugged Big 12 schedule, which we uploaded an episode actually with the part one of the outlook of the Big 12 instead of the part two of the soccer women's soccer recap, which that'll come out tonight. And then, of course, behind that's going to be my episode on the EG3 front, the EG3 podcast here, probably going to be the last one unless I decide to record maybe later on today on that side, a bonus pod on that side of things there as well. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where podcasts are found free and available daily. Remember, just record K-State content again. We're on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast there. Make sure you do, if you have time, well, you should have. It only takes you about a minute, maybe 30 seconds. Leave us a rating. That doesn't help us out, but it helps out other K-State fans find out more information about this podcast. It's daily. Keyword here, daily podcast. Every single day, including highlights. Like, we got Thanksgiving episode. We had that when we had a Christmas episode, two episodes on Christmas yesterday as well. So we roll with y'all every single day, whether it's a quiet period or not, which we definitely will have something of sorts of K-State sports every day. Man, oh man, oh man, I'm sorry about that. This is why. But anyway, sorry about the other interruption. Real quick, this is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here. Real quick, I am working on something, hopefully. Possibly, I want to do something weekly with a rotating of friends that have gone to K-State. I do have an idea, which that includes, obviously, the co-host, longtime co-host of this podcast, Alex Aiden. Back on the main feed, I'm trying to figure something out. I'm trying to recruit possibly one more other person. I don't know who that is yet, but I'm figuring that out here as we wind down 2025 as well. So there, I wanted to come on here and say something real quick about that. But before I get interrupted again, I better close this out before I get interrupted again here on this. But we got it all out. Congratulations to all our K-State student athletes, and congratulations to everybody who graduated from K-State this fall semester. Alex Aiden out there in the state of California. This is Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all for listening to another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll catch you.